You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, six still in a critical condition after Sunday's Bondi attack. Donald Trump slammed for his response to the murder of US director Rob Reiner. And in sport, the Melbourne Renegades off to a winning start in the Big Bash League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. Twenty-five of the 42 people injured in the Bondi terror attack on Sunday remain in hospitals across Sydney. New South Wales Health says six of these are in a critical condition, while four others are reported to be critical but stable. 15 people, plus one of the gunmen, died in the attack. Federal opposition leader Susan Lee has accused the federal government of failing Jewish Australians. Ms. Lee says it's done so by failing to do more to combat anti-Semitism.
We've seen a clear failure to keep Jewish Australians safe. We've seen a clear lack of leadership in keeping Jewish Australians safe. We have a government that sees anti-Semitism as a problem to be managed, not evil that needs to be eradicated.
Ms. Lee says the government must implement the recommendations of the report of its anti-Semitism envoy Gillian Siegel, which has remained under consideration since its release in July. Ms. Siegel says she wants her plan implemented and quickly.
My plan that I delivered over 6 months ago lays out a number of measures that need to be taken as I consulted around the community and as I best conveyed to remove anti-Semitism, to educate people about it and to take it out of the fabric of our society. And some of those measures can be and should be accelerated.
Meanwhile, work is underway on an overhaul of Australia's gun control laws after the Bondi attack. Federal, state and territory leaders have agreed to pursue urgent reforms to firearm legislation after 15 people were killed at Bondi Beach in the nation's worst mass shooting in nearly three decades. One of the proposals being considered is a ban on non-citizens from holding a gun licence after it emerged one of the shooters held a firearms licence and was on a visa. The Prime Minister says the nation's gun laws have failed to keep pace with evolving security threats posed by anti-Semitism and far-right extremism, while New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says an overhaul is long overdue.
That does mean restricting firearms for the general public, for the people of New South Wales, but not everybody needs these weapons of mass destruction. You don't need them on New South Wales streets.
The son of Hollywood film director Rob Reiner has been charged over the deaths of his parents. Los Angeles police say their investigation determined that the well-known and beloved director and his wife, Michelle Singer, were the victims of homicide and that their son, Nick, was responsible. A range of well-known actors have paid tribute to the Reiners, expressing shock and sadness over their murders. US President Donald Trump has sparked anger, however, by posting a statement that claimed the Reiners had died because the director's criticism of the Republican leader had created anger. Meanwhile, Trump's administration has stepped up its operations at sea in the Caribbean and Pacific, which it says is focused on fighting drug trafficking. More than 20 strikes so far have killed nearly 90 people in total. Critics say the strikes are in violation of international law, but Mr. Trump claims he's stopped most of the drug importing trade.
I have to say the drugs coming in by sea are down 94%. And we're trying to figure out who the other 6% are. But they're down 94% and we're going to start hitting them on land, which is a lot easier to do, frankly.
Hong Kong's High Court has found pro-democracy campaigner and business tycoon Jimmy Lai guilty on two counts of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces. He's also been convicted of one count of sedition. It's the culmination of a long-running case that's been widely seen as a sign of China's increasing control over the semi-autonomous financial hub. Mr. Lai's conviction coincides with a decision to disband Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy party, where Lo King-hei is the chairperson.
We now, with deep regret, must bring this chapter to a close. Along the way, not every decision we made was met with public approval. but at every turning point, we were trying to find the best possible way forward within different constraints.
To sport and in cricket news, the Melbourne Renegades are off to a winning start in the Big Bash League after beating the Brisbane Heat by 14 runs in Geelong. New Zealander Tim Seifert won player of the match for his century. But captain Will Sutherland has told Fox Sports he was particularly impressed by the performance of Ollie Peak, who became the second youngest player behind Constas to score a more than 50 in the competition.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good young players coming through Victoria at the moment. Ollie Peak's a local Geelong boy, so he had plenty of friends in the crowd and really excited for him to get his first 50 for the Renegades. And yeah, he's a superstar. He's only 19, so it's amazing, you know, how mature he is. The temperament he showed was really impressive.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.